Warriors of the Aboriginal Resistance called the Black Lives Rally protest in response to George Floyd's death. And I'm just going to read you out our media release. "I can't breathe. The words of George Floyd as he was being murdered by the police in Minneapolis resonated painfully with Aboriginal people, as so many of our own have died at the hands of racist police and prison guards here in so-called Australia. We stand in solidarity with our brothers and sisters, our siblings fighting for justice and freedom in the United States of America and everywhere else in the world. In New South Wales, Dungaddy man David Dungai Jr. was held down by 5 prison guards, also yelled, 'I can't breathe,' more than 12 times. Not one officer even faced disciplinary action for Dungay's murder, and his family is still waiting for justice. Racist policing practices are lethal. In 2017, Victoria, Yorta Yorta woman Annie Tanya Day was subjected to racist policing practices and systemic racism, which caused her death. In 2004, Queensland man Mullerinji Dulmaji was likewise subject to racist policing practices and then murdered in custody. No one was brought to justice for his murder either. In 2019, both Joyce Clark in Western Australia and Kumanjai Walker in the Northern Territory were shot to death by police. In New South Wales, in South Australia, Wayne Fowler Morrison in Western Australia, Miss Dew in Victoria, Veronica Nelson, all died in custody as a result of outright negligence on the part of police and corrections officers. In 2017, Tani Chatfield's death in custody at the Tamworth Correctional Centre was ruled suicide despite conflicting evidence to the contrary. 'TJ Hickey, New South Wales. Ray Thomas Jr., Victoria. Both died while being pursued by rabid police against their own policing procedures of non-pursuit. Jesse Edwards was murdered on the streets in Swan Hill and his family was still fighting for justice. His racist killers have not been brought to justice. Had all these people been white, they would no doubt be still here. These deaths are among the latest in a long line of deaths in custody in the United States and Australia. Since the Royal Commission in 1991 into Aboriginal deaths in custody, 400, and it says 32 on my piece of paper, but I believe it's 435. As we speak about this, people are dying. No one has ever been convicted for the death of an Aboriginal person at the hands of Australia's racist police and correctional system. Not one person. Aboriginal people and other racialised people are subjected to police brutality and racist policing practices every single day, and we've had enough. Australia and the US are both violent, colonial, racist, regimes built on the genocide of Indigenous people and the theft of our lands. The police uphold these systems through the ongoing violent policing practices, which sees both Indigenous and African Americans fill prisons and be murdered at the hands of these violent states. Black Lives Matter! I want to invite Sue-Ann Hunter and the Jiri-Jiris. Sue-Ann is a Wurundjeri woman, a proud Wurundjeri woman, and she's going to start off our march with a welcome to country and a minute's silence.
Woman Jekka, our elders can't be here today. As you understand, they need to take precautions, and we've encouraged them to stay home. But they've asked me to stand before you and welcome you to this sacred land. The land you stand upon is the most sacred that you'll ever stand on. We come from thousands and thousands of generations. Our ancestors walked this land, so you are free to be here today and hear your voice heard. They ask of three things of you today. One, look after country. Two, look after each other. And three, be respectful, and they want you to be calm. We don't want anything that's going to overshadow our voice. We don't want anything that's going to take it away from the message that Black Lives Matter. What I'm going to do now is ask for 1 minute's silence for those that have fallen. Thank you. You will see us with ochre and other people with ochre on their foreheads. This is our sign of mourning. Our mourning for 432 deaths. Lives that are lost over 29 years. Think about this. That's 14 deaths every year for 29 years. Let's break that down again. That's one every single month for 29 years. No one has ever been held accountable. Aboriginal lives matter. Black lives matter.
Now we need to mourn all those people that have died before 17, or after 1788, not before, after 1788, because that doesn't include all of those ones from the 1991 Royal Commission into deaths in custody. There's so many more people that have died in the frontier wars. So we need to mourn them properly. We need to farewell their spirits. And my heart's beating really hard because you guys can't see this, but I'm looking at the crowd and it's going to the next block. It's going to the next block. And I wanted to thank every single one of you people here today, Aboriginal and our non-Aboriginal allies, because for so long, for too long, we haven't been heard, and we are the same here in Australia than over in America. So finally our voices are being heard, but I'm here to say farewell to their spirits. And I want you to repeat after me. Twaganin. Really loud so our ancestors hear us. Twaganin. Yerubaling. Murup. Nganganyaro. Nganganyaro. Tarangalk. Nganganyen. Murup nganyen. Nalajering. So all of you guys were just speaking in the Woiwurrung language, the traditional language of the Wurundjeri people, the traditional owners of Naam, of Melbourne. Now we're going to sing together. Try and sing along if you want, but if you want to join in, I want you all to join in. I want you to put your hand on your heart. And I want you to do the beat of the heartbeat. You can do it with your feet as well. So this will be the beat to this chant. And keep it going, because this is all about everyone's life. And at the very end, the heart stops. So it's a very sad chant, but it's a very strong chant to farewell that spirit of our loved ones. No, it's cool. I'll do it this way. Yeah. All right. Keep going. Twaganin Yerubaling Murup. Nganganyaro, nganganyaro, tarangalk. Keep it going. Nganganyen, nganganyen. Winyira murup nganyen ngalajereng. We're going to do it one more time. And I think stomp those feet. I can hear it. I can hear that heartbeat. Yeah, maybe you hold on, do the clap sticks as well. All right, ready? Twaganin Yerubaling Murup. Nganganyaro. Nganganyen, nganganganyen, yirimboy, winyira. Isn't that a powerful thing to do, to farewell those spirits that have been lost? And I just wanted to explain the words quickly before we go to our next speaker. It's basically, farewell, dear spirit. You're watching us from Tarangalk, where Bundral lives. We will see you tomorrow when our souls reunite. So now I'm going to pass it over to my daughter, Kaya. He'll be talking about the youth's perspective on this, because we've all been feeling heavy, we've been feeling sick because we're absorbing all of this horrible stuff. So the young ones as well. So here's her voice. This is Kaya, my 17-year-old daughter.
Kaba Malamangil, Naranik Kaya, Wurundjeri Willamik, Woiwurrung Nyung Gojin, Wumanyat Big Duyik. My name's Kaya Nicholson Ward, and I'm a Wurundjeri Jarjarwurrung and Nyula Ilamurrung woman. I just wanted to talk today and express my frustration and anger with the way the world is right now and how cruel it has always been to our people. I've had a really tough week dealing with everything that's happening in the world, especially with what's happened in New South Wales to that young Aboriginal boy that was slammed to his face by a police officer. I want to share some facts about Aboriginal people that you may not know that should be taught in schools. Aboriginal people are 28% of the prison population in Australia. We are 50% of the youth detention's population in Australia. And we are only 3% of Australia's whole population. This breaks my heart because the government seems to not even care about us. You're on our land. It's the same story on different soil. We are dealing with the same racism here, and Australia needs to talk about it, especially in schools. This can be done by teaching Australia's true history from our perspective, especially how Australia was built and how my people almost got wiped out. Just for Australia to be built, we were almost wiped out. That's not taught in school. And it saddens me that I have to deal with the uneducated, ignorant, racist people that learn from this system. We have to deal with them and we have to educate them instead of the educators. That's not right. There has been around 432 Aboriginal deaths in custody since 1991. None of the police have been charged for those deaths.
Shame!
Let that sink in your head. It's great people are supporting the Black Lives Matter movement, but you need to support this after this whole situation. Yeah. Yeah. Don't just support Black Lives Matter because it's trending. I'll see you all on Jan 26 at the Invasion Day rally. Nyung Gojin, thank you.
Sanitizer as much as you can. If you don't have a mask, we're handing out masks over there in that garden. So please try and respect the rules as much as you can. I respect your agency and autonomy as well, but we've got the media on us about this, so we're in this together, apparently. I just want to invite... I want to invite to the stage Warren Day, a Yorta Yorta man, who is Tanya Day's son, to read out a statement from the family with Tanya's first cousins. Please give them a warm welcome.
I don't have much to say, but this is what I do have to say. We were all created as equals, but one thing's for sure, we're not treated as equals. Australia's national anthem is a disgrace. Advance Australia Fair. When's this going to take place? It took the murder of George Floyd and an African-American man to put the spotlight on Australia's shame. 432 Aboriginal deaths in police custody since 1991 and still no convictions. And that brings me to this point. The racial profiling by police, inhumane treatment by police, and the harassment of our youth, and the murders of our loved ones, uncles, aunties, brothers, sisters, cousins, grandmothers, grandfathers, mothers, fathers, all at the hands of police. All we want is justice and to be treated as equals. That's not much to ask for, is it? There is no room for racists in this world. We need change, and it needs to start happening now. Black lives matter.
Thank you. I am next want to invite to the stage Veronica Nelson's brother, Dwayne. Can everyone give him a round of applause?
My people, we are all equal, black, white and yellow, one nation, equal rights for all. Brrr. I love all you people, but I'm here for one reason, is to pay respects for my sister Veronica Walker. So can you bow your heads for my sister while I bow my head, please? Equal rights for all.
Thanks, Dwayne. This is Dwayne. And he's talking about, you know, his little sister.
Big sister.
Big sister.
Like my mother.
A local woman here who...
Proud black Aboriginal woman. Who taught her people about her knowledge and people. And that's what we've got to do, yeah? Keep between us, yeah? But we've got to be equal. Yeah? Because we are equal. We all bleed red because we are human. Human rights for all!
I stand in solidarity with... Black lives and the lives lost to the brutality of the forces of the state, that we know we're here for one reason. Money! We know this, right? What a shame it takes an international murder of a black man to get any attention to this land. Shame on the media! Hey, where were you when Veronica passed or Mr. Ward was burned in the back of a divvy van? Shame. Violence has been here for a couple of hundred years and your system sucks. And I actually don't want a part of it. Me personally, it's not the measuring bar.
Come on, people, clap.
There's a better way to live. In harmony with each other and the planet, and Aboriginal people and Native people all over the world know that. I want to have a mention for the first people too of Turtle Island, the USA.
What year? Come on, turn around. Yeah, these are the voices you need to hear. So thank you for coming and thank you for listening. And no, but no, this is systemic. Doesn't matter how many times we march, we can protest all we want until the changes are made at the level of the assholes making the decisions here. Where are you, Mr. Ken Wyatt? Minister for Aboriginal Affairs, I'll tell you about some other violence that happened in this land that the world doesn't know about. They blow up sacred sites for mining. So shame on you, Rio Tinto. And I'll tell you another thing. Not one death since the colonizer landed will go in vain. Justice is coming.
Hey, my name's Paula Samuel Sardin. I've been here since, 50 years old, I haven't been here for 20 years, and you know what? It really sucks. And all I say is what they live for, we die for. What we die for, they live for. Because why they kill Mother Earth? Heal Mother Earth, I call it dynamo effect, Mother Earth will heal us. True, it will. It's like our avatar sort of thing. Sorry, Uncle. I love you, Uncle Rabbi.
I know a lot of people want to speak today, but we want to prioritise the families of the people who have died in custody. Their voices matter, and it's not easy to come and do. I want to invite Uncle Ray Thomas to come up and talk. Uncle Ray. He's a Gunai and Gunditjmara man, and his son was sadly killed in 2017, Ray.
Thank you, my niece. Great turnout, people, and this is what it's about people power. Standing together, all mobs. Because we have to show this system that it's a corrupt system. It's a broken system. We all know that. And we can't go on being intimidated all our lives with it. We've lived with it from day one for the last 230-odd years. And, you know, like Sister said before, it's taken an incident in America to for us to have some light shed on what's happening here in our country. Brother boy over there in America, the gentle giant, Ray was our gentle giant. He was 6'7" too. A big caring man, very protective of his family, especially all his girl cousins and sister girls in the community, very, very protective. Sadly, we lost him in 2017. Before Sister Tanya, and it was a police pursuit because he was driving an unregistered car. That's not a crime. There's no crime committed. But this is what they do. This is what they do. What we need to do, and all you people here today, look up a thing. It's all in the Constitution here in this country, which is the power of the people. And people just got to understand that, because we're fighting a corporation. It's not a government. This is what we're going to keep mind of, and this is all just rules and regulations of a company. It's not law. So you've got to get your head around that part. The other thing is what we need to do is a thing. I think it's called the citizen instigated referendum. It's in the Constitution, I believe, and you only need 100,000 signatories. So if everybody here today goes online and you find that and you sign it, and we can instigate a referendum to take these treasonous traitors to court in their own system. So go home from today, do your homework, do the research, find out about it. I think at present there's apparently 70, 80,000 people that have signed that petition. You only need 100,000. The numbers here today, we go home and tell five friends, we'll kick it into about 150,000 signatories and take these perpetrators and traitors against the people, take them to court under their own system and under their own law, the law of the Constitution of this country. And this is how we're going to beat this system. Make them accountable. We're still waiting for our justice for Ray. That's coming up for us. So it's pretty heavy time. And I just want to say thanks for allowing me to speak today. And it's a great turnout. But go home, do that research, and we'll get these dogs in the court. We've got to get them in the court. And as for these policy enforcers of the corporation, you need to have a good long think about your life and your children and your grandchildren, what they're going to be facing, and the legacy what you're leaving behind. Because you're not going to be a copper forever. There's going to be other coppers come along after you with the same attitude and brutality, and they might be attacking your children and family in the street. And if you can't see that and have some human compassion and heart and spirit, you know, it's a sad world we're going to be living in into the future. And it's the future that we're going to worry about for the young people, our children and our grandchildren and grand-grandchildren, great-grandchildren. And no doubt these fellows have all got family, and surely you must think about that. You have to think about that somewhere in when you go home after work. Think about what you've done on the day or who you treated or how you treated somebody, and think, how would you like my son or daughter to be treated like I treated that person today? So I'll just leave it with that. So go home, do that research, and if we can get this referendum up and get this broken system in the court under their own system and get these traitors charged for treason. Been treasonous since 73. 1973, Gough Whitlam signed up a thing called the Unijoy Treaty. Look that up. He sold all the wealth of the land. It's owned by the Vatican. And Bob Hawke, the 1986 Act, the Australia Act. It's all criminal, and it's not lawful because there was no referendum to pass it. This is the criminal activity that goes on. So do the research, people, and empower yourself with the knowledge. And thank you for just letting me have a say. Thank you, people. Justice for Ray.
I want to invite Ted Wilkes, Uncle Ted Wilkes, to the stage. He's a Noongar elder. Noongar people are some of the most incarcerated people on this planet. The policing, the racist policing practices, we're going to hear from a lot of different black people all around the world. But I think this is a really important story to tell and be told. So I just want you everyone to make welcome Ted Wilkes, Noongar elder.
Thank you, Miriki. I just want to say quickly to the Wurundjeri people from here, thank you for bringing this on when I happen to be here. I'm over here to watch my grandson play AFL football, but I can't at the moment. But I've fallen in love with this place. You know, Melbourne is one of the most multicultural cities in Australia. And for me to come here from Perth, where you're battling to see another person of colour, I can tell you the racism, that I experience on the West Coast, way over there, which is another land really, at 3,000 k's from here at least, I can tell you that I'm ashamed to be an Australian person and call myself Australian, because the white fellas are all letting us down. Right? And I hear what we're saying about the police, and there must be one good policeman standing up the back of us. What a job he's got, or she's got, to educate the rest of them that they need to change their modus operandi. Right? And I want to thank the brothers and the sisters that already came up here and talked about the names. I don't need to mention any other name, but John Pat was certainly a young black man that was killed unnecessarily in the northern parts of our state, and we still suffer because of what he went through and the family went through. And there's not one black fella in this audience that isn't touched by the death or the maiming of someone in custody. Right, let's get it straight. I have a grandson that was harassed by police all his young life, and when he turned 19, he pulled the pin on the rest of us. And who am I going to blame? I'm going to blame the bloody police, because they brought it on. And they need to... I know I've got a short second left to say this. I want to say to you lovely people, because there are lots of different coloured faces out there. There's black, there's white, there's brown, and there are other colours I can see. This is what we need. We need to all come together. It's been said already. You need to come together for the sake of humanity, everybody. We're the start of the revolution.
Thank you, Ben. Thank you. All right. Well, I just want to invite Dr. Ron Baird to the stage. He's an African-American man that grew up in L.A., We've got a different lot of black people around the world to talk today, because the experience of anti-blackness is here in the US, as we know. So we want to hear from Dr. Ron Baird.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me. It's a real privilege. And thank you for coming out. Look at the numbers. Look at the people. You are here to demand that Black Lives Matter. Before I get going, I just want to acknowledge the land on which we meet, the land on which we come to protest. That this land belongs to Indigenous Australians who have never ceded sovereignty of this land. This land was stolen. So I want to pay my deepest respects to the elders of the Kulin Nation, past, present, and emerging. We acknowledge the stories, traditions, and living cultures of the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples. Now, my name's Dr. Ron Baird, as they said. I'm privileged to be a doctor, I'm privileged to have a PhD, and I'm privileged to be able to be in a position to speak truth to power. To call out injustice. Now, my surname is Baird. It is a Scottish surname. But I can tell you, I am not Scottish. My name is a slave name that was passed on from my great-grandfather, James Madison Baird, who was born into slavery in April 1861 in Person County, North Carolina. Now, as an African-American man, I can attest to the brutality and the oppression that's meted out to people of color all over this world by law enforcement, and particularly in the country I now call home, Australia. So I am here in solidarity with my Indigenous brothers and sisters who have suffered great injustice at the hands of police agencies of this country. I am here to show solidarity with my brothers and sisters of color in the United States. I am here to say that Black Lives Matter! So, I say to you, enough is enough. We demand justice for those beautiful black men and women who have been taken from their families so brutally by the oppressions of the state. When I heard about George Floyd's murder at the hands of the Minneapolis police, I was shocked. I was horrified, but I was not surprised. Because this has become a common occurrence in the United States of America. And I gotta say, when George Floyd cries of "I can't breathe," calling out to his mama, "I can't breathe," it reminded me of the last words of David Dungay, who died, had the life crushed out of him by the state, by five prison officers kneeling on his back, crushing his life out while he said, "I can't breathe." Yet the Prime Minister of our country has the temerity to state, as upsetting and terrible that the murder that took place in Minneapolis is, "I just think to myself, how wonderful a country Australia is." The Prime Minister further states, "There's no need to import things happening in other countries here to Australia. Australia is not the United States." Shame indeed. No, Mr. Morrison. Australia is not the United States. But Australia does have its own long, dark, brutal past of oppression. Oppression towards Indigenous people and all peoples of color, towards our Asian brothers and sisters. Let's not forget our Asian brothers and sisters who are accused daily of causing the COVID crisis. Let's all unite as one. So I say, this history of oppression is long. This history goes back to the founding of this nation when the British Crown landed and stole your land. It stole your people. It stole your children. It trampled your culture. And the killing continues today. Already this year, 3 Indigenous deaths in custody. And since 1991, when they held the Royal Commission, "Oh, we'll change things," but not much has changed. We know the numbers, 432 Indigenous deaths in custody. The large majority is charged with no crime. Their crime is being black. Our crime is daring to be black in a country that's dominated by white supremacy. So I say that we need to move forward. We need to make some tangible change. We need to be invited. We need to acknowledge this dark, hurtful past. Because these injustices continue to incur, it's time to challenge the systemic racism of this country. It's time to begin a dialogue around truth and reconciliation and acknowledge the systemic biases that continue to lead to this travesty. Indigenous people demand a seat at the table of democracy. We demand the signing of a treaty. And we must work together to end this nightmare, to end the death. It's time that this country and this government, Mr. Morrison, acknowledge that Black Lives Matter. Solidarity! Thank you, thank you.
just want to introduce Kumanjai Walker's mom from Warlpi, Rachel and Justin, to share a few words.
Hi, everyone. My name's Justin. Hey, sorry. My name's Justin Grant. Also, my name is... I go by three names. Wichinini and Jungarai. Jungarai are my people, my Walpri family in Yundamu. And we're going to read... Thank you. Stay strong, my brother. Oh, sorry. Can you mob hear me? Ah, thank you. Sadness that we are all here today, and the Yundamu people feel for poor fella over there in the States. So I'm going to read out what my family are saying for what has happened. This is a statement from Kumanjai Walker's family. Beginning and end comment from Samara Fernandez. Over the past couple of weeks, I have spoken to my family about the murder of George Floyd in the USA. We as a community, the Walpri community, are absolutely devastated and outraged. Just last year, in November, my cousin Kumanjai Walker was shot by NT police officers and he died. The death of George Floyd has resurfaced a whole bunch of pain for my family and I. We are standing with our emotions. We are struggling to stay strong and we are struggling to understand how in 2020 we are still battling blatant racism and oppression. It makes me sick to my stomach that we are here again talking about another black death at the hands of the police. In Australia alone, there have been over 425 Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander deaths and not a single conviction. How many bodies does it take to see we need change? I had enough. Margaret Brown, grandmother of Kumanjai Walker, says, "When I saw the video of George Floyd in America, I screamed and cried. I couldn't believe what they did to him. We are feeling the pain for his family. We support them all the way from our remote community in Yundamu, in Australia. The video made my stomach sick, and it made me think about my grandson. I am still heartbroken. The police got no shame killing Yapa. My auntie Samantha Watson, who is a member of the Walpri Justice Committee, says, "As Yapa, we like to trust people, but we can't trust the police anymore. It feels like we have a target on our back. They are not here to serve and protect. We are so vulnerable. We feel so much pain for George Floyd's family because we just lost a loved one too. We know what they are going through. Why is this so? Why does this keep happening? Just because of our color, we want all the deaths to stop. We just want to live. This protest and the Justice for Walker's movement is for all Yapas. It is for all the families who are losing loved ones in Australia and all around the world. This needs to stop." From Ned Jumpa Jimpa Hardgrave, Walpri elder and chairperson of the Walpri Parapu Yundamu Select Committee says, the hands of the police have taken so many of our beloved people's lives away. Our family, our blood, and we are left empty-handed. Altogether, we are standing with our brothers and our sisters across the world, and we say enough is enough. But we here in this country, we especially say no more Aboriginal deaths in custody, no more targeting us. This is our home. This is our land. We cannot go back and do it again. Enough is enough. Because Yapa live lives matter. That's right, black lives matter. All lives matter. And I gotta say, like, we hear about the people over in America, all the African Americans, and we stand with them through their injustice. But we also stand with them, with the indigenous Native Indians over in America as well, who suffer from their society hiding their oppression, hiding their deaths as well. That's not being shown over in America. They hide, we feel their pain as well. And we stand with all indigenous mob from all around the country. And we will fight with you, mob. Because you are our family. If you're part of this land, we are part of you as well. I got a sign here. This sign right here is for all of us who are standing here fighting. We can't breathe.
We can't breathe.
We can't breathe.
We can't breathe.
So stop standing on our necks.
What a great audience, what a great support of people here who we all fighting for the one thing, proper rights in this country, and I'm so amazed at the turnout today. My name is Teljum Choco Howard Edwards. I am a Palawa, a Bunurong, a Yorta Yorta, a Mari Mari, a Tanarong man. I am a stolen generation person, and I've been in this situation of I can't breathe! I can't breathe! I can't breathe! I can't breathe! That many times in my life, I first fronted the judicial system in 1956. I'm still fronting the judicial system 2020. For the last 5 years, I've been contesting this court about the jurisdiction. You show me the papers where you got your jurisdiction. You ain't got support, you ain't got no treaty. You ain't got no jurisdiction. So I've been fighting that for the last few years. And these people, they don't even understand what jurisdiction or sovereignty or anything stand for. I am a sovereign man. We are sovereign people of this land. We are higher above this government, Australian government, that has done nothing but put us all down, keep us on the bottom rung. You know, I've had... 4 people in my family die, and I know what death is like. And I am here. I'm 71. I'm here by the grace of the great spirit, Bunjil. I don't know what I'm here for, but Bunjil has got something in store for me. And maybe Bunjil has got something in store for every one of you beautiful people that are here. It's the board of I can't breathe. 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 Hey. Bye, your bless you. I'll catch you at some time. Okay? Bye.
Another round of applause for Uncle Teljum. Ugly.
And we're going to leave our coverage of the Black Lives Rally there. Thanks to those on the ground for 3CR's coverage, Nat Grant, Viv Marlowe, Ayan Shewa and others. Thanks to Rachel here on the phones. Thanks to Matt Kunkel for getting us our audio out of the sound truck. And thanks most of all to the organisers, the Warriors of Aboriginal Resistance, for allowing us to broadcast that rally. We'll be giving you some more information about why Black Lives Matter and what you can do now. Keep listening to 3CR.
Therusia stands in solidarity with the uprising in Turtle Island. Black Lives Matter. To support First Nations families here, please donate to David Dungai's family at the Justice for Junior Black Lives Matter GoFundMe page. Donate to Kumanjai Walker's family for their fight for justice. The GoFundMe page is Justice for Yundamu Inquiry on Police Shooting. Support the Sisters Inside Free Her campaign to pay off fines for Aboriginal women in prison. And donate to Warriors of the Aboriginal Resistance, who are leading the Stop Black Deaths in Custody, Justice for George Floyd event, Saturday, from 2 p.m. at the steps of Parliament House. No justice, no peace, no prisons, no police.